Picking up the pieces after devastating destruction. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Camps.
I've never seen so much power in a storm in my life.
Gibson County row crop farmer Chris Minton is still trying to make sense of the tornadoes that moved through his area Friday night into Saturday morning. It flattened his farm shop and destroyed the majority of equipment that was stored inside.
As soon as I crawled out of the closet, I got in the truck, headed down. Of course, it's raining so dang hard, couldn't see. Had to pull over on the other end of the farm just to get down through here because there's so many electric lines. And then as I come, I don't know, mile down the road, just started seeing debris that matched the color of my shop. And of course, as it got closer, it was pretty substantial.
Minton's mother's home was right beside his shop and was destroyed too. Thankfully, she was out of town and safe from the storm. Right now, Minton's working to see just how much damage his equipment took and if he'll be able to fix them.
Everything in that building is damaged. I'll say that. Just trying to sort through the rubble at this point just to see what my best options are. The way things are right now, who knows if I can even get parts for the stuff. It's one major concern, and of course, equipment prices are up and equipment's scarce. There's a lot of variables that I'm just now breaching the surface on.
Despite the destruction, Minton says it could have been a lot worse.
We'll get through it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a pain to some extent. It just gives you perspective that I guess you are fortunate still to be walking on top of the ground.
You can help farmers in need by donating to the Tennessee Farm Disaster Fund. Just head to tnfarmbureau.org. Find the link on the homepage. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.